I'm going to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that's closing the deal. We're going to talk about how that's done. We're going to talk about some techniques. Closing the deal, you know, there's never really a company. There's no business model if no one closes a sale. Here's what I'm trying to say by that. I don't care what company you're in. I don't care if you've got a job. If someone's not selling or promoting or moving product or service for a company, there is no company. That's why I always tell college kids that I'm working with to go get a marketing degree. I think with a marketing degree, you can do about anything in the world. And most people are somewhat afraid of marketing because you ever hear this? I don't think I could do this. I'm just not a salesperson. Which is the number one, that's the objection or that's the comment that comes from most people that drives me nuts. Because I don't care what you do, you're selling every single day. If you're married, you sold. If you got kids, you're selling. You got friends, you're selling. I don't care what it is, you're selling something. If you got to go get a job, you're selling yourself. And so if you tell me you're not a good salesperson, tell me what you are good at. Don't tell me what you're not, tell me what you are. Because in business, if no one makes a sale, there is no company. World Ventures, do you realize if we don't sell memberships, we have no company? So we're important. We're important. So it's important that we learn how to do that. Closing is about motivating someone to take action and not a decision. Now, if you're a car salesperson, or if you're a life insurance salesperson, or an insurance salesperson, or a real estate person, they teach you how to sell. And that's the problem that people have in a lot of cases. They don't want to sell. The cool part about it is, in our business, it's not really selling. It's just sharing. And you've heard these things before. But our job is to motivate someone to take action and make a decision. Now, I'm sitting back there because my college football team's playing today. And while Jonathan's talking, I'm going to be honest with you. I got it on the screen, and Jonathan, you're probably watching it right now. And as I'm listening to him talk and be vulnerable like that, I'm also thinking about those kids that are playing because I was there. For 6 years, I was a coach at that university, and I had 11 kids who were wide receivers, and I was the offensive coordinator as well. But my job was to motivate those kids to go above and beyond anything they would ever do over a 4-year time frame to become real men. That was my job, and win football games. And I spent half of my time trying to get into the heads of the kids to get them to believe that they could do bigger and badder things than they ever did in their life. It's the same here. Closing is motivating someone to take action on a decision. We want a yes, we want a no. That's all I want. I don't want an I don't know. I need to think about it. I want a yes or a no. Somebody asked me today, what was my favorite talk that I've heard in a while? And June gave it at one of our last retreats. And he says, I give you one chance. Now, that's not going to work in Wisconsin. But in my mind, I agree. I'm going to give you one chance. I'm going to the top. Are you coming with me, yes or no? I need to think about it. That's no. That was pretty interesting to me. And June could pull it off. I think I could, too. I just don't think I could do it with people in Minnesota. But there's the idea. Our job is to motivate people to take action on something. To take action. Technique is very important in that process. Technique is very, very important. The things that you say and the timing of you saying them is absolutely critical. Mindset and attitude is the most important thing in closing the sale. Mindset and attitude. And here, all you guys that know Eric, if Eric were sitting here right now, he'd be sitting just like you, Rob. He'd be sitting forward. He'd be nodding his head. His butt would barely be on the seat because he's so excited. And what he's thinking about in that process is, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're my guest here right now. And a lot of people are like this, though. Oh, man. Oh, no. That probably offended them. Oh, they're probably mad at me. Oh, no. Now they realize it's network marketing. And they're thinking all the negative thoughts. Not Eric Grzybowski. If you ever watch him in a meeting, not only does he speak that way, but when he's in somebody else's meeting, he's the greatest guy to have in the crowd because he's like, oh, yeah. And you can't escape him because his mindset and attitude is it's the law of attraction. It is it's powerful what he's able to do with his mindset. And posture is very important in closing the sale as well. Which, do you think Bethany Webster has some posture? Yeah. Do you think she closed a lot of sales? Troy Brown? Think of some of the people that you respect most in this industry. What's the one thing that sets them apart from the rest of the crowd? It's their posture. It's their posture, and it takes some time to gain some posture. Bethany Webster, the very first time I met her, she was 10-10. And she had posture right from then. However, it was raw. Very raw. And she told Byron Shrug and I while we're sitting in the pool while she's 10-10, you'll see, you'll see, you'll see. And you know, she had the, and Byron said, when you become a director, I'll give you my number, I'll put your number in my phone. I'll never forget. She about freaking blew up. She couldn't believe that Byron would say to her, I'll put your number in my phone when you've deserved it and you get to this level. And so she spent the next number of months proving him wrong, and she got in, obviously you know the rest of the story, but Bethany Webster has posture like you can't imagine. If you don't have it right now, hers was raw. Hers was raw at the start, but over the years, she's become somebody that every woman in World Ventures and most men love to go see. Posture is really, really, really very important in the process. Now, the prospect, this is my, when I talk about closing the deal, you always have to talk about the person you're talking to. Because you've already heard me tell you the cherry tree story, but timing is crucial in the sales cycle. What I mean by that, if you're talking to someone and the timing is not right for them, the timing is not right for them. There's nothing you can do. That is an objection you cannot overcome. Let me give you an example. Had someone approached me about World Ventures 3 to 6 months before they did, I would have allowed them to speak to me, but I would not have heard them. Here's why. I just opened my third health club. I was painting, we were constructing, we were ordering equipment, and everything I did was geared around to get that club open because I had a lot of money invested into it. So you may have spoken to me, I probably wouldn't have heard you. So would it have done you any good to try to close me? Nope, I would have given you, I don't have time right now. Well, that's exactly the reason I want to talk to you. No, you don't get it, I don't have time right now. What I'm doing right now is more important than anything you could ever show me. Any realtors in the company? Anybody sells real estate? Now, the one thing I love about the real estate world is they drink their Kool-Aid too. They think that real estate is the end-all, be-all of all things, right? It's the only industry in the world where you just get rich, 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 rich. Which is true. Which is true. It's a great, great industry. So when I'm meeting with a real estate agent, and I always ask them one question because I know that in their industry, they stay focused. And the ones that make big money, they stay focused. So I always say this to them. If I'm talking to a realtor, let me ask you a question before we even get started. Are you so focused on what you're doing that you can't look left or right, or would you say that you're still open to keeping your ear to the ground for opportunity? And you know what they say a lot? What do you think they say a lot? Okay, that's the good ones say that. I'll keep my mind open. The hard-charging young ones, not so mature yet, chasing their dream in real estate, I'm so focused I can't look at anything. Okay. And I get it, because that's what their sales manager is telling them, right? They believe that's the case. And so I'm only talking to people that are, the timing is good. So if I'm talking with you and you're open, I've got a good prospect there. But a lot of real estate people, the timing is terrible. If you're trying to recruit a college football coach right now, is this a good time? No, they're in season. As a matter of fact, is there ever a good time for a college football coach? There really isn't, because they're always busy. That's why I don't recruit college football coaches. Because they're trying to win a national championship. My buddy who's coaching on my computer back there right now, they're up 20-7 in the third quarter. I'm happy for them, but he's my buddy. Is he a great person for me to contact right now? No, terrible timing. Terrible timing. I had somebody call me one time. Who was the coach at Ohio State before the guy is now? Tressel. Called me up and says, hey, I got an appointment with Jim Tressel. Will you come with me? I said, yeah, but I'm not going to talk about World Ventures. I want to go meet the dude. He was like a hero at the time to me. But he's not going to talk to me. He can't sign up in World Ventures because there are alumni that would just, they would fire him in a second. They don't have any options. They can't promote something else. The timing is never right for those people. So I said, but I'll go with you because I'd love to meet him. Let's go to his office. So, and I've had many people bring me into two-on-one situations where the person said, look, and now the timing is wrong. Well, I want you to meet my friend Dave Watson. Okay, why? He's a real estate agent. What's he want to do? Get my contact, sell me a house someday, right? So that's the only reason the person's saying yes. And so when I get there, I'll ask the question, are you open to the idea or you can't look left or right? No, I can't look left or right. I'm so focused on my business. Why did I come here? Because you thought I could convert the guy. And I can't. And you can't either. If the timing is not right, the timing is not right. That doesn't mean that the timing won't be right someplace in the future. But it's not right now. Leave those folks alone where the timing is wrong. A true prospect versus merely a prospect. The prospect is the cherry in the tree, and merely a prospect is the cherry on the ground. How many of you would say you've been guilty in the last week of trying to recruit somebody who's a dud, and you keep chasing them and chasing them and chasing them and chasing them? Three of you. All right, we got three truth tellers. I can't tell you how many times I get drug into scenarios where I'm with one of my reps and we're talking to somebody that's just merely a prospect, and I end it so quickly, and they're like, I can't believe you didn't try. For what? To waste our time or take their money and have them quit 2 days later because they didn't have the guts to say no to us? So they quit 2 days later, we get the charge back, they get discouraged, it's a vicious cycle. Look, get the good ones. I can't tell you how many people I run into when I say to them, is this something you can see yourself doing with me, that will say yes after watching the video. And by the way, that's a line I use a lot too, and I didn't talk about it earlier this morning, but when I ask them on a scale of 1 to 10 where they're at, if they say a 7, I always say this, is this something you could see yourself doing with me? And I always say me because it's harder to say no to me as an individual than it is to my deal. Okay? So I always want to know that. And then I love to uncover needs. And this is what I do best on airplanes when I'm meeting new people. The girl that I sat next to on the way over here, I told the people last night I was so tired. I'm still very tired. But I sat there and I fell asleep in the airplane, and pretty soon and I'm falling farther and farther, and all of a sudden I wake up and I'm this far from her shoulder. I look up, she's looking at me, I said, did I drool on you? So I thought I would capitalize on this newfound relationship. And so I finally sit up and I try to wake up. I said, I didn't snore and I didn't drool on you. I said, where are you from? She goes, I'm from right here in Newark or New Jersey. I said, where'd you go? She said, I was off to Florida to see my parents in Jacksonville. I said, really? I was just in Jacksonville 2 weeks ago. And we started this little conversation. I asked her what she did. She worked for a vet clinic and all these kind of things. But what ended up happening is she eventually asked me what I do, and I said what I do, and da-da-da-da. I said, really, I'm a recruiter. I'm looking for people just like you. She goes, really, what do you do? If I told you, I had to kill you. But it's that good. And we started this little conversation, and sure enough, she gave me her number, and I had to get on the video last night, and I got to give her a call today to see what her thoughts were and ask her the same kind of questions. But, all I did was just ask questions and ask questions. Because if I can find a need and I can solve it with my product, I'm much more likely to close the deal than if I just show the deal and show the deal and show the deal without ever finding anything out. Remember, people want to know if you really care about them. Stop wasting time with the wrong people. Again, it's the whole cherry tree analogy. Always what I say, again, is this. In the closing scenario, look, I just showed you the video. I just drew out for you the 4-minute presentation. I just had you watch a live presentation. Does this intrigue you at all? Question number one, does this intrigue you at all? On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you fall? Is this something you can see yourself doing with me? And my suggestion is we go ahead and get you started. Those are the 4 closing statements or questions that I always have for the people that I'm working with. Are you with me on that?
Yes.
Okay, now I know a lot of you are using, what do you say? You ready to get started? That works too if it's strategically placed. It even works really well if you're a Jonathan Henderson and you do it and you're even in the wrong place, because the excitement and the energy of some people are just, it's just overwhelming to say no to. So Jonathan, would you do me a favor? Come on back up here. I didn't tell you about this, but I think you can handle it. Well, let's do it again. So here's what I want to do. We want to handle some of your objections right now. I want to be able to make sure that you understand that the closing technique, some of the things we just talked about, now leads to some of the objections. And so we want to handle some of the objections for you. What's the first one? Who's got an objection or something that we can face in the closing process? Yes.
After watching the video, they say, how much money have you made so far?
Yeah, how much money have you made so far? So if I get a guy to answer me that question, because I get that question a lot. All right, Mr. Hodgson, how much money are you making? Sometimes I say, well, if it was any of your business, I'd tell you, but I can show you an income and disclosure statement. Now, if you've just started, you're not making any money, I would say this. Listen, I just got started. I'm about to. Are you coming too? Something like that. Something that's frictionless. Again, don't get all bent out of shape. Because if they say this, well, I'm going to watch you. When you start making money, I will too. I'll say.
There's a principle of business, problem. And I think everybody can agree with me on this one statement. The one principle, it doesn't matter what business that you're in, is that hesitation will rob you blind. Same is true here. This is first come, first serve.
The question was, how do you close the deal using the timing and placement? And what he just said right there was the answer to it. Okay, the question here this time is, spousal one, I need to talk to my wife first. And still stay married.
In all honesty, let me preface my answer by saying this, if you don't mind. Every situation is different. That's why if you haven't bought that In Living Full Color DVD, you are messing up. Because if you answer this to a red the wrong way, it's going to bite you in the butt. If you answer it to a yellow in the wrong way, it's going to bite you in the butt. Right? So it just, because if I go in there and I go, shh, tell me all about my shirt, tell me all about my shoes, don't tell me you gotta go ask your wifey. If you do that to a yellow, they're gone. They're gone. But you could say something like that to a red, right? But you can't do that. And so, you know, ultimately, the ultimate answer for every color is, hey, so you know this presentation inside and out, right? See, I get that you gotta ask your wife. I get it. I totally get it. But wouldn't you rather her see it from an expert the way that you've seen it instead of from an amateur? Let's go right now and show her. That, you know, it's, I always qualify every objection and make sure that that is the real reason. I just qualify it, just right off the bat. I make sure that there does. I got up this morning, I put on my big boy underwear. If what you're telling me is a no, I can take that. But do we really need to go ask your wife? Qualify it and then go from there. And every situation is a little bit different. So we can hammer it.
Good. One of the things I'll say in that exact same situation, which is the same outcome that I want, let's assume that your wife was here. Let's assume that your wife's not here, which she's not here right now, okay? If you were left to make this decision on your own without having to ask her, is this something you could see yourself doing with me?
Qualified.
Okay, so you're saying yes to me. So if she were here right now and she said, honey, go ahead, you would say yes. What do you think she'd say? So why don't we go ahead with the assumption that she's going to say yes, and if she doesn't, we'll back it out. And in the meantime, let's get her watching the right things. All right, so we've had the spousal objection. What's another one? Yes?
Add this other thing. I'm going to the police academy. I got money, but I want to save it. So I'm going to pay you money. I want to sign up after the academy.
Yeah. I'm going to the police academy. I'm trying to save up my money because of other types of things. My first question is that, a true prospect or merely a prospect? Okay, is he trying to find reasons that it's going to work or trying to find reasons that it's not going to work? That's not good. That's not good. Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, your interest level is where? He would say? 5. That's strike 2. Is this something you consider doing with me? No, because then you know what, I'm building a da-da-da. Just all the wrong buying signs. Goodbye. Let him go. Wrong one, yeah.
It's cool, I can see myself doing it, but I don't make decisions on the spot.
Okay. I don't make decisions on the spot. Here's what I say. Come on. You can do it. You know why? He says, you've entrenched your brain to think you'd never make decisions on the spot. Do you know this? All great entrepreneurial books and people who understand investment, the greatest ones make decisions while they're moving, not sitting. And if you don't make the decision now, the chances of you making a decision tomorrow become less and less and less and less. So I would say this, let's just make a decision. Yes? No. Wow. Seriously, I try to get, if I don't get you now, I ain't getting you. That's my philosophy. Just say no. It's okay, we'll leave you alone. So, did you say anything different than that?
Yeah, no, that's great.
All right, that's good. Merely a prospect or truly a prospect?
Yeah.
Looking for reasons that it's going to work or looking for reasons that it's not going to work? Bad prospect. However, I was that guy. 3 health clubs, on the football field, 70 hours a week, but I hated it, and I knew I needed to do something different. So you've got to convince her through stories that she hates it. Right now, it doesn't sound like she hates it. I'm just doing 3 jobs.
Can I just throw something in, Coach?
Okay, next, you.
Never mind.
Oh, my favorite one. My favorite. Hold on.
What?
I think, okay, let's, shh. I need to get my four, and when I get my four, I'll do it. Let's think about the logic of that, first of all. Okay? If people do what other people do, no one ever signs up.
No.
So I tell that person, listen, if that's the mentality that you're going to take, this is the wrong deal for you. If you can't make a decision without finding four other people to help you make the decision, you'll never win anyway. So let's work on changing the way you think.
The person who says, I need to do my research first.
I need to do my research first. Okay? Well, that's a fairly easy one to do.
Another reason why we do live. I promise you, we don't get that one either. The reason why I love live is because it's just like a good movie. And so I'm covering all of those objections the whole entire time. I'm covering the spouse. I'm covering the money. I actually say during the presentation what I said to you a second ago. I actually say it in the presentation. So at the end, if you ask anything like this, you're an idiot.
Let me take just a little different approach. If I get that question, which is the research question, I'll say, I can appreciate what you're saying. However, let's narrow it down to your top two questions. And they would be? Shh. They don't have any. Or it might be, is it a scam? But here, now I've taken and placed it back on them, and now they're, because that's not really the objection. They're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. So I'll say one more time, listen, if we get that research and I'm on the President's Advisory Council, I can answer any question that you want to know. My question to you is, can you see yourself doing this with me if we get good answers? And if they say yes, I might go ahead and say, okay, let's answer some. If not, I'll take his approach. And he'll punch him right in the face. Right there. I don't have time to go to all the meetings.
That's, you must
wouldn't take
love
me long
it.
On that one.
You must love it.
I don't
it.
Have time to go to all the meetings. Okay, don't go to any. Do you still want to try? I mean, I don't have time to go to all the meetings. Next. That was just, yeah. So as you're dealing with people that are out there, you got to find out who they are.